will sign a 100-year partnership treaty in Kyiv, covering areas including defence, science, energy and trade. In an interview during his visit, he said,
"This is a real statement of our intent for the long term in relation to our commitment to Ukraine."
Starmer's unannounced visit is his first trip to Ukraine since he took office in July. He visited the country in 2023 when he was opposition leader and has twice held talks with Zelensky in London since becoming Prime Minister. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. According to officials on Thursday, a student killed a teacher and classmate with a knife and injured another classmate at a high school in northern Slovakia. Local broadcaster TA3 reported that several emergency medical crews were at the scene, but the number of injured was not yet known. The emergency services said the victims were 51 and 18, both female, and the injured was an 18-year-old woman. Serious violence is rare in Slovakia, but last May, Prime Minister Robert Fico was shot in an assassination attempt. Lawyers for impeached South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol have failed in their court effort to secure his release from a detention center. The decision on Thursday came a day after Yoon was detained at his residence for questioning over rebellion allegations linked to his declaration of martial law last month. Yoon was sent to the detention center near the capital, Seoul, after undergoing more than 10 hours of questioning on Wednesday at the headquarters of the Corruption Investigation Office for high-ranking officials. Yoon exercised his right to remain silent. He refused further questioning by anti-corruption officials on Thursday, as his lawyers maintained the investigation was illegal. Here's opposition Democratic Party lawmaker Jung Chung-rae, who is also a member of the Parliamentary Impeachment Proceedings Committee. "The dismissal of Yoon Suk-yeol is an act of patriotism. We will do our best to show judicial justice through an immediate trial. Investigators are expected to move to place him under arrest in the coming days."
And Sunny, it looks like we lost your heck.
NASA astronauts ventured out on a spacewalk at the International Space Station on Thursday for upgrades at the site. Nick Hague and Sunita Williams took in views of Earth as they undertook their work. Plans called for Williams to head back out next week with Butch Wilmore. The two were launched aboard Boeing's new Starliner capsule last June on what should have been a week-long test flight. But Starliner trouble dragged out their return, and NASA ordered the capsule to come back empty. Then SpaceX delayed the launch of their replacements, meaning the two won't come home until late March or early April, 9 or 10 months after launching. Police say the death toll has risen to at least 87 in a months-long standoff between authorities and miners trapped while working illegally underground at an abandoned gold mine in South Africa. The miners are believed to have died of starvation and dehydration. Community leader Johannes Kankase says desperation drove the miners underground.
"People, they get to come to this risky, dangerous situation because of poverty, because of hunger. There is no one on his right mind who has everything can come and risk his life to go underground."
South African authorities have come under scrutiny for refusing to help the miners for months and for claiming the miners were able to get out on their own. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.
The Hits. VOA 1.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. I was running from my brother and his friends, and tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart, broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen so long, I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home.
15 years old, smoking and rolled cigarettes. Running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs and when we got paid. We'd buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown. I can't wait to go home.
The Hill, Ed Sheeran, one of the great singer-songwriters of our time. My name is Larry London. Welcome to another Hour of the Hits here on VOA 1, and we've got Tommy Richmond, Million Dollar Baby.
Today on Live Talk Women's Roundtable, we're discussing about the impact of fire that has devastated California as America prepares for the U.S. presidential inauguration. And would also like to take this opportunity for our late start. We had a bit of a technical issue here in the studio. But for now, one of the buildings that survived last week's severe and deadly fire in California, City of Pacific Palisades, houses a local American Legion Post. The fire destroyed more than 5,000 structures and killed at least 8 people. Today, U.S. veterans belonging to this chapter want to help the community recover from the disaster. VOA's Jania Dulot has the report.
Pacific Palisades resident and U.S. veteran Jim Craig shows a $15 sprinkler that he said saved not only his home from the fire, but also 14 of his neighbors' houses.
When I came back the next day, you could see the scorched earth from where the flame was, and you could see that the flame came right up to where this water had been dripping off. That kept the flames from coming down to my house, going over down to my neighbor's house, my neighbor's house, my neighbor's house.
Craig, who served for more than 30 years in the U.S. Army Special Operations, belongs to a local post 283 of the American Legion, a U.S. war veteran organization that today is dedicated here to helping the local community through the disaster, which destroyed more than 5,000 structures in the neighborhood and claimed lives of at least 8 people. Craig compares the current state of the city to a war zone.
Their house is a pile of ashes, and the broken bits of their lives are in those ashes. When I went to a war zone, I had a place to come home to. This is their home. This is as bad as some of the war zones I've been in, I'd say. But on the emotional level, I think it's worse.
Another member of the Legion, Scott Wagenseller, who served in the U.S. Navy for 20 years, today runs a local security company here. A week ago, when the fire erupted and caused an evacuation panic, he used his knowledge of local streets to help people to get out of the area.
That training that we have had through the military, dealing with disaster situations everywhere we go, we know how to bring what I like to believe is some calmness and at least some decisive stability of leadership so that we can help people carry on from what is chaos.
This American Legion post is planning to convert its building that survived the fire into a community hub where residents can get any help and guidance they need, says U.S. Marine Corps veteran Jason Mayo.
There's a 10,000 square foot facility there with full kitchen, auditorium or meeting hall space, and private meeting spaces as well. The plans for the American Legion are to open its doors to local relief efforts.
Mayo adds, they want to encourage people to stay in the area and rebuild. Another member, Tom Doran, who lost his house in the fires, is planning to do that.
Community is here, and the neighbors, we know the majority of the people on the block. It's a beautiful community, and it will come back.
As a symbol of this community bonding together, going through difficult times, he raises an American flag over the American Legion post 283. Jenny Adulo, VOA News, Pacific Palisades.
And tonight we're discussing the impact of multiple fires in most parts of California and the upcoming inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump on Monday in Washington, D.C. And for those that have just joined us, please remember that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. Joining us to discuss the issues, we are joined by Ms. Pearl Matibe, a geopolitical analyst based in Washington, D.C., who has also been accredited to cover the inauguration. We also have Pastor Fortunate Hove Cooper, the director of Concerned Family based in Riverton, California, and Mrs. Grace Manjengwa, an executive board member of the Christian Fellowship International in California. And we'll start off with you, Mrs. Manjengwa. I'm sorry for the late start there on Skype. Could you tell us what is the situation like there in California?
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Here in California, people are really coming together to support those who have been impacted by the fires. Fortunately, where I am in northern Riverside County, the fires haven't affected us, but our friends and family members in Los Angeles area have been devastated. And so the communities are really coming together, supporting people, collecting foods, and trying to just be there during this time of need.
And I understand that you actually took a role in trying to bring relief to some of those affected. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, definitely. Over the weekend, my daughters and I were volunteering at the Dream Center of Los Angeles. And this is an organization that is a nonprofit organization, and they are setting up disaster relief facilities to help people who have been impacted. And what we were doing was really unloading cars. There were so many people coming and bringing different things, water, hygiene products. They were bringing blankets, a lot of baby products, food and clothes, especially non-perishable foods. As you can imagine, people who've lost their homes, they really have nothing. And so they're really in need of the basic needs for day-to-day living. And so that's what we were doing, was really helping to put together these packages as people were dropping them off.
Thank you very much. Please stay on the line, and we cross over to you, Pastor Hove Cooper. How is your organization helping those affected by the fire? Pastor Hove Cooper?
Yes.
Carry on.
Yes, for us as concerned family, we are based in Riverside, and we were not directly affected by the fires, but we have used our networks to connect with the people in need. For instance, people in motels who need help, they moved into motels, they don't have gas money, they don't have food, they don't have a change of clothes. So those are the ones we are reaching out to. But others have actually come to pick up the food for the people in need. And we are still planning in some areas to be able to establish a presence there through the provision of dry goods. But above all, prayer is very important, because the psychological impact of this disaster is immeasurable.
Thank you very much. I will come back to you. And I'm crossing over now to Ms. Matibe. We're moving to the inauguration. You are here in Washington, D.C., where preparations for the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump have started. Could you give us an overview of what you're seeing?
An overview of the preparations or what to expect on Monday?
Yes.
Okay. So already the entire Washington, D.C. Metropolitan area is already on high alert. We can already see increased security. The mayor of the city already held a press conference with various interagencies who will be responsible for providing extra security. Now, remember that this is considered a special event, so the overarching security institute that oversees all the security is the Secret Service. But because the Washington, D.C. Police are not even enough, they're getting way in excess of 10,000 extra law enforcement officers from other states across the country to come to Washington to help with the increased security, particularly since President-elect Trump has faced assassination attempts in the past at public events. You're quite right. I will be and have been vetted by the Secret Service, so I will be at the event for the inauguration. Now, you've got to remember that it won't be that much different to many other inaugurations of other presidents, except to say a few things that I think I can just very quickly highlight. Monday, the 20th, coincides with another public holiday here in the U.S., which is Martin Luther King Day. And also, President Biden had proclaimed that the funeral of former President Jimmy Carter would end on that day. So the flags would be at half mast, which President-elect Trump has not been happy about. He's been quite angry about that part. He wanted to make sure that American flags will be flying at full mast, and I think that decision was made yesterday. You can expect that the oath of office, so when he takes the oath is actually itself very, very short. It's 35 words and usually ends with, "So help me God." And then the move between moving out the furniture for President Biden and moving in the furniture and the staff for President Trump, that process normally takes about 5 hours. So at 12:01, or minutes past 12 o'clock, that's when officially President-elect Trump starts his office. We can expect that after the inauguration on the same day, on Monday afternoon, that there are going to be a lot of new directives, executive orders, things that he's going to implement on day one. So we can expect a lot of big announcements on Monday. Back to you, Marvelous.
Thank you very much, Pearl, there. I'm coming back to you, Mrs. Manjengwa, going back to the California fires and also looking at what's happening here in Washington regarding the inauguration. Are people there in Washington also talking about the situation here in Washington?
I'm sorry, people in Washington...
In California, are they also looking forward to the inauguration here in Washington, or are people just literally bothered about the fire and what's going on over there?
I think right now all focus is really on the fire and the disaster relief because there was so much devastation and people have lost their homes. Essentially, they've lost everything that they have been, you know, working for their lives. And so the focus right now is really on getting people some stability, getting people the basic needs of life. I think it was mentioned earlier, those who've lost homes are in temporary living spaces and motels or in other areas. And so trying to really get them back on their feet has been the focus.
Thank you so much. Tombo yakwa muri Pastor Hove Cooper. Tombo taura nerimi rwa mai. Kuti parishino tunona kuti iko kuno ku Washington pane kugadzwa kwa Donald Trump. Uyezve tichiona kuti iko ko kune dambudziko iremoto. Asi vanhu vari kutaurawo here nezviri kuitika kuno ku Washington. Uyezve imi savana vafundisi muri kunamatirawo here zvichange zviri kuno ku Washington.
Kunyangwe zvazvo vanhu vakaremerwa kuno kuCalifornia nezviri kuitika nokuda kwemavivi emoto aya. Pane tarisiro yokuti nokuuya kwapresidendi mutsva vanhu vachiwana batsiro yakaita sei kuti vadzoredzere kuvaka upenyu hwavo hwaparadzwa zvakadai. Nokuti kana muchitarisa mainsurance kuti mari dzinodiwa nekukura kwedzimba dzacho nemapropati nezvakarasika zvakakura. Saka pane kariro muvanhu chishuwo chekuti president vachauya vaine shoko renyaradzo uye neshoko rekubatsira kuvaka zveCalifornia.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Ms. Matibe, coming back to the goings on here in Washington, D.C., so what will you be doing on the actual day? You say you've been accredited. What does that mean for people listening?
What does that mean? Okay, so very simply, preparations, right, for the inauguration of an American president begin almost a year ago, So almost 12 months ago. So the way that it works by law, there is an institution called the GSA, which has the responsibility of transitioning power from one president to another president. And immediately after the elections have been held, and by mid-December, when we now know exactly all the disputes between the two candidates, who is now actually going to be the president, there's a lot of training that is held and done to help transition the incoming administration, the new dispensation, if you will. And so we have been already a part of these campaigns for almost 2 years now already. But the vetting process, so for example, myself, I was vetted by the Secret Service. So Secret Service, there's certain things that they need from me, for example, but they've been doing this vetting me for many years now. So when each time there's a new thing that I need to be vetted for, the information they already have. So we get vetted, right, because we have to have access to some unique spaces, get close, right close up to some of these individuals. And I don't know to this inauguration yet whether any of the former presidents or will be coming. What we do know is the president of Argentina has said that he will attend. Incoming President Trump invited Xi Jinping from China, but we know that he may not attend, so we're going to see what will happen in that regard. And then once we get vetted, so the general public, right, is able to come and attend.
And so there's general spaces around the Washington Mall. The inauguration happens at the Capitol. Remember January 6th, last time when Biden won, there was the siege. So you're going to see the Capitol with the memory of what happened January 6th. Now, this time, it'll be more of a celebration. It won't be new for me to cover President Trump because I have worked and covered him in his first administration. But there's going to be some unique changes about his second and last term.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
For us, in who will be covering him closely, so we have to go in tomorrow to Congress to pick up our tickets. The general public doesn't get ticketed, but we are assigned seating or badging, if you will. That has to be done tomorrow, and then the city will be cordoned off by Secret Service and all these thousands of police, law enforcement that are coming in. And then everything begins on Monday at the Capitol building.
Thank you. Please stay on the line, Ms. Matibe. We do have additional time since we started late. But I'll come back to you, Mrs. Majengwa. You are also a member of the board of the Christian Fellowship International. Are you doing any work in terms of praying for what's going on in California and also this inauguration here in Washington under the CFI?
Yes, absolutely. We actually, as part of the conglomerate of churches within the U.S. or in organizations within the U.S., we had the first 10 days of this year prayer and worshiping. And so that was definitely part of what was being prayed for, was the new government coming in, praying for relief for the fires, among other things that we were praying for.
And tell us a little bit about CFI. What does it stand for? What does it do? Who are the members?
Sure, absolutely. CFI is Christian Fellowship International, and it is a conglomerate of churches, really a coming together of churches within the U.S. Of Zimbabweans. And what we do is once a year we have a conference, and we'll be actually having a conference in August, at the end of August, in Atlanta, Georgia. And the desire of the organization is to bring people together in prayer and fellowship. And to just help to build each other up and to grow within the faith.
And is this just Zimbabweans, or who is part of the membership?
Part of the membership is primarily Zimbabweans, to just bring people away from home here in the U.S. Back to together again.
Thank you so much. Over to you, Pastor Hove Cooper. Tombo pinda shakare murimi rwa mai. Kutisanga norenyu tans kwa kuti rinonzi concerned family. Muno ita umabasa api mamwe. Eku batira vamwe.
Kuna mata. Chinu chukuru cha tinoisa mbasa la tinoita. Nokuti vanhu vari mahomeless vasina pokugara, nevanhu vasingakwanisi kuwana kudya kwakakwana, vanoda rubatsiro nezvipfeko nezvekudya, vanhu vanenge vachida kunyaradzwa mweya yavo kuti igadzikane. Saka vanhu vatinobatsira zvikuru nokunamata nokuzovapa zvavanenge vachifanira kupiwa. Uye panguva yakaita seino, concerned family inobatsira muno Riverside Inland Empire, nzvimbo yatinogara inenge province. Asi panyaya yekugadzwa kwapresident, tanga tichinamata kubvira gore rapera. Tanga tichiungana navamwe mumwe mutungamiri anonzi Mary Crowley wekunoko, anoita inonzi Hollywood Streams, patinosangana svondo rega rega tichinamata. Saka kunamata kwanga kuchienderera mberi kusvika iko zvino, nguva yekugadzwa yaku